How to persuade the masses for the cost of a phone call. Teleseminars or teletraining is the simplest way to persuade a group of people in person without having to travel to see them. Teleseminars are different from a traditional conference call in that they're filled with people who have been attracted to you through your books, newsletter, website, blog, or some other medium. They have a desire to hear what you have to say. They are your followers and they want access to you. Alex Mondozian is the nation's foremost expert on teleseminars and earns a seven-figure income every year through teleseminars. He also developed a unique persuasion tool called Ask Database. I spoke with Alex and he generously shared the most important issues around persuading people via the phone or via teleseminars. Not surprisingly, Alex uses many of the techniques you have learned in the Persuasion Tactics chapter of this book, but with a few unique twists. Alex says that to communicate via a teleseminar effectively and to persuade people to take some action, you have to speak in pictures. You must get people involved in the action for them to remain interested. It may seem that keeping people's attention on the phone for 60 to 90 minutes would be difficult because they cannot see you and you cannot see them, so multitasking or drifting off is very easy to do. Alex uses a twist on an old idea. He gives his participants cheat sheets to fill out while he leads the class. According to Alex, "I want your attention focused on me. If I keep you writing and taking notes, you have to stay with me. The more actively involved I can keep you, the higher the likelihood of you taking action I want you to take." Using metaphor and active verbs pulls your audience in on the phone or in person, so be sure you're using picture words and action words to describe what you want your audience to do. The more involved you can get them in the picture, the more persuaded they'll be at the end of the day. Be sure to lead your call with a strong hook that gets people's attention right away. On most 60-minute conference calls, the largest number of listeners will be on the call during the first 20 minutes. If you're selling something you want them to buy at the end of the call, you want to have your first call to action at the end of that first 20 minutes. Does that format sound a little familiar? It does if you've ever watched an infomercial. About a third of the way through the infomercial, there will be a call to action. You should then give another solid 20 minutes of content and allow a little time for questions, and then spend the last 10 minutes of the call making your most persuasive case for taking action and buying now. If you're using teleconferences simply to educate an audience as part of an ongoing sales process, you should stay focused on content for the full duration of the call. I personally like to give a chance for questions about 20 minutes into the call, and again about 40 minutes into the call. Questions are very powerful because if one person asks, many are wondering, and you have the opportunity to serve the group well with your response. You should record every one of your teleseminars. Once you've recorded them, you can add them to the library of information on your website. You can also turn them into audiobooks or special reports that you give away as gifts to those people you hope to influence. If you give them as a gift, be sure you have a monetary value associated with them. Most business-related audiobooks today cost at least $24.95. Yours should too. Remember that people still consider the web a source of information. The more information you can provide for your potential clients, the more likely they are to ultimately be persuaded by you. The more they read and study information from you, the more they become believers and followers. Have your own radio show. There used to be only two ways to have your own radio show. The first was to get a degree in broadcasting and get a job on the air if you could. The second was to buy time on the air and create your own. Option number two is still a very viable and good consideration if you hope to persuade large groups of people to your way of thinking. You can get on the air in many areas of the country for under $100 an hour per week. That is a very small investment to build an audience of people who agree with you. There's a new way to create your own radio show called podcasting. The advent of digital music services has led us to this revolutionary idea. The idea is that virtually anyone with about $200 of recording equipment and a personal computer can create a radio show. Done correctly, the show has an intro and music that leads you into talking. The show is set up just like a regular radio talk program you'd hear on broadcast radio, but rather than being aired, it's podcast. That is, sent to an aggregator who collects podcast programming and sends it directly to your audience's email boxes. Former MTV VJ Adam Curry was involved in creating the very first podcasting software and aggregation site on the internet called www.ipodder.org. Like a blog, people similarly search for programming that they want to hear, subscribe, typically at no charge, and get new leads from you as often as you create them. Podcasting is a great way to deeply persuade a narrow niche audience. I've used podcasting effectively to reach traveling salespeople and business owners. Many successful salespeople and business owners end up in their cars or planes with great regularity. As a result, many own digital music devices and would much rather learn than simply listen to music. I set my podcast up in a traditional radio format and even include commercials where I promote my products or myself. Not only am I persuading them and setting myself up as an expert, I'm also selling my products and services to a willing audience who has requested to hear me. Radio is very random in terms of who will hear you when. Podcasting, on the other hand, is very targeted because your listeners were typically searching out very specific information when they found you. For a complete overview of podcasting and how to use it on your site, visit the site www.howtopodcastforprofit.com. It is important you keep abreast of all the current technology available that will help you persuade. I'm creating a website to support this book so I can keep you up to date on all of the latest persuasion technology developments at www.howtopersuade.com. Be sure to stop by often and learn about everything available to help you be more persuasive. Chapter Review. You must have an effective website if you intend to persuade on an ongoing basis. People need some way of finding out more about you. You should include audio and video on your website to make it more persuasive. There are many tools like blogs and podcasting that not only enhance your expert status, but also help you identify those people who like you most and are easiest to persuade. Teleseminars are the most cost-effective way to persuade the masses without seeing them in person or leaving your office. Success questions. What technology can I immediately use to persuade my audiences more effectively? What changes do I need to make to my current web page to make it congruent with my persona and my business image? What changes do I need to make to my web page to make it easier to use and more informative? Chapter 19, Mastering Persuasion, The Art of Getting What You Want. You must train your intuition. You must trust the small voice inside you, which tells you exactly what to say, what to decide. Ingrid Bergman. Persuasion, like any other skill, is one that's mastered through practice and application. It is imperative, if you hope to persuade at the highest levels, that you never stop learning. In order to master persuasion, you must keep careful notes of those situations that worked exceptionally well and those that were notable failures. You must deconstruct and analyze each to find the clues to your success. That deep analysis is what trains your conscious thinking so that you can decide exactly what tactic to apply and when. More importantly, it trains your subconscious mind and helps train your intuition. It is that part of you that is interpreting the world around you and giving you subtle hints, warnings, or affirmations about what you're doing. Persuasion truly is the art of getting what you want. Most of us throughout our lives have failed to reach the levels of success that we dreamed of, and not because it was not available to us. We have failed to reach those reasonable goals because we failed to persuade those who can help us achieve them. And the biggest reason that they will not help is because we've not asked them. People cannot help you achieve your dreams of success if they do not know they exist. But remember, as Zig Ziglar says, you can get everything in life you want if you'll just help enough other people get what they want. From Secrets of Closing the Sale. The art of persuasion is identifying what the people you're persuading want and helping them achieve it. The art of persuasion has served me very well over the years. What started out as an obsession with understanding how something went so wrong turned into an understanding of what makes everything work out right. Interestingly, I found that persuading myself is no different from persuading someone else. There's a part of me that has to get something out of whatever it is that I'm convincing myself to do. If I'm satisfied with the outcome, my thoughts become congruent with my actions and I've persuaded myself. If not, I continue to repeat the same behavior I hope to eliminate or change. Sometimes I simply act as if to see if I could reasonably adopt a new behavior. I would ask you to act as if you were an excellent persuader, even if you're not sure that it's what you want to do. Try it for a week and see what it means to you. Often you'll find it's not as difficult as you think. I want to leave you with 6 tenets that will make your efforts to persuade extremely effective every time. Think of these as part of the framework around which your persuasive efforts are built. 6 tenets of persuasion. Number 1, outcome-based. In order to persuade effectively, your goal for the person being persuaded must be clearly defined. You must effectively present your goal in a way that allows the person being influenced to make the best and only obvious decision. You will continually define, clarify, lead, and allow the person to draw your conclusion. Number 2, best interest focused. The best interests of the person or the group are paramount and always considered as a part of the influence process. Persuasion simply does not work long-term when it's focused only on serving you. You must have the best interests of those you will persuade in mind. If you do not keep those interests in mind, your ability to persuade any group of people will be fleeting. There is also great potential for harm to you and the people you persuade if your intent is to manipulate rather than persuade. Remember the example I gave you earlier in my experience in a cult. At the end of the day, the group still has a large membership, although many of their methods had to change in order to continue to recruit. The majority of people I was personally involved with simply left. Many of them went on to have significant problems in life, including addiction, suicide, and repetitive failures in their personal lives. That is truly the outcome of manipulation. The people most responsible for the manipulation and deceit in the group that I belong to are now facing the same issues. They lost all credibility. No one would believe them. They could not keep up the facade forever. The result is that not only was their manipulation exposed, they lost their own identities. Number 3, truthful. Persuasion professionals tell the truth. While spinning events to better suit the message is perfectly acceptable, they do not intentionally mislead or lie in order to create their outcome. There is no room in professional persuasion for dishonesty. The old idea that at the end of the day, you'll be known for something is never more true than here. Professional persuaders will either be known as the people others want to be around and work with, or they'll be known as confidence tricksters, shady operators, and liars. Choose well before you choose to persuade. Number 4, goal and time oriented. Influencers have specific goals and time frames set to reach milestones. If they cannot influence a certain person or group within a specified time frame related to their goal, they simply move on. Time is too valuable to waste on people who will not come to your way of thinking when appropriate. Often I hear salespeople tell me that the economy, or a war, or any other number of problems kept them from reaching their sales quotas. To that I say, hogwash. At any given time, someone is buying what you're selling. People will always buy what they want. I'm not suggesting that selling and persuading people to buy will not be difficult sometimes, but it's not impossible. The only reason that people do not make a quota or convince someone is because they're not focused on the investment of their time or their product or service is no good. If your product is no good or you do not believe in it yourself, immediately stop trying to convince other people it is right for them. You can never be congruent. Instead, use your highly developed persuasion skills to get the job of your dreams. If I'm going to sell in a tough environment, I spend a great deal more time carefully identifying my prospects so that I can maximize my effort with each of them. Number 5, personal. Influencers get to know the people they intend to influence. They do not simply pick targets of opportunity. Manipulators pick targets of opportunity because they can afford to burn through people. You cannot. The most valuable clients you will ever have are those who have already purchased something from you and who feel they were well served. They help spread your gospel. They bring their friends and their neighbors to you, and they happily give you their endorsements. It is okay to have two sets of friends, those who are very close to you, and those you cultivate simply for the purpose of gaining business. Do not feel like you cannot categorize people. You can, and there's nothing wrong with it. There are many people whom I consider casual friends that I know a lot about that I socialize with on occasion who are only my friends because of what we can do for each other. We still have to persuade each other regularly, but it is much easier to persuade them than someone I have no relationship with at all. I have a complete set of friends that is much smaller and much older that I would do anything for with no expectation of anything in return. There is no need to persuade these friends. They would do anything just because it needed to be done. Can you see the difference? Once you do, you'll become a much more effective persuader. Number 6, ethical. If you want to persuade professionally or simply effectively, you must remain focused on ethically moving people in a positive direction for the best good of all involved. There are no good reasons for foregoing ethics. Through the early part of this decade, we've seen what happens when people and companies lose focus on their ethics. It's not just the individuals that are harmed. It's the thousands they touch. In today's easy-to-reach society, one slip in ethics can harm hundreds, if not thousands, of people. Immediate next steps to persuasion mastery. This audiobook will serve as a solid foundation and reference to which you can refer in specific situations and often as a refresher. When you're able, come to an in-person training. You will learn so much more interacting with a group of people from different walks of life, cultures, and experience. You also get to see nuances of persuasion that no audiobook can cover. I want to give you a gift for buying my book and for spending time with me. I'd like for you to have a monthly newsletter. Please go to www.howtopersuade.com and sign up. There, you'll find out about the latest discoveries, ideas, and thinking as it relates to persuasion. Since you own this audiobook, the newsletter is my gift to you. At the end of the day, there's a large number of resources around persuasion. I strongly recommend that you start by looking at Wiley, my publisher, one of the largest and best publishers of persuasion material today. You will be well served by visiting their website, www.wiley.com. On the website, www.howtopersuade.com, you will find a much more detailed list of resources and reference material. I encourage you to visit often as I will be updating the website with not only those resources, but also recorded interviews and other learning opportunities. If you'll let me, I would like to be your personal mentor as you begin to persuade better and more effectively every day. Practice and applications are your key to mastery. I look forward to your success as you persuade more effectively each day, and I look forward to hearing your stories. Take the time to drop me your note or anecdote about what you have learned and accomplished after listening to this audiobook. I would love to post your story on the website for others to learn from as well. Remember, everything you're involved in requires some level of persuasion. You now have all the skills you will ever need for getting what you want. Go out and persuade someone to help you get it. Your biggest reward may be in your next conversation. Persuasion resources. Throughout this audiobook, I've referenced several people or outlets to learn more about specific elements of persuasion. I wanted to open my Rolodex of the world's best in the most important aspects of image consulting, teleconferencing, the internet, and purchased radio. At the website, www.howtopersuade.com, you'll find a host of other resources that you can use, including information on Instant Audio Generator, Instant Video Generator, and the Ask Database, and where to buy radio time to host your own radio program. Clothing. Steve Reeder, Tom James, Inc., www.tomjames.com, 208-938-5245. Tom James specializes in custom and ready-made clothing that will fit any budget. Steve Reeder is by far the most knowledgeable person you can talk to. Tom James comes to your location to fit you and is available almost anywhere nationwide. Gifts. John Clark, Clark and Christopher, www.palmtreepromos.com, 941-235-0271. John is the foremost expert on corporate gifts and customized merchandise that you can give your clients. John's advice on the topic is regularly seen nationwide. Image consultants. Mercedes Alfaro, First Impression Management, Inc., www.firstimpressionmanagement.com, 888-324-6243. Mercedes Alfaro is the president of First Impression Management, Inc., and a specialist in executive etiquette and professional image management. Maggie McCown, Visible Edge, Inc., www.visibleedge.com, 972-247-0234. Maggie McCown specializes in dressing you for persuasive success. Judith Rasband, Consell, Inc., www.consell.com. Consell is spelled C-O-N-S-E-L-L-E, 801-224-1207. Judith is the developer of the Style Scale, in my opinion, one of the best tools to use to get dressed for any occasion. Internet persuasion. Armand Morin, The Big Seminar, www.bigseminar.com, 919-570-3409. Armand is the nation's foremost expert and trainer on internet persuasion. His Big Seminar has trained thousands of people on the critical elements of successful internet persuasion. Teleseminars. Alex Mondozian, www.askmylist.com, 415-382-1212. Alex Mondozian trains the nation's best teleseminar presenters. If you want to persuade by phone, you want to talk to Alex. Shannon Seek, Seek Solutions, www.rentabridge.com, 866-924-8856. Everything technical you need to do a teleseminar, the best teleconference line provider in the nation. Voice coaching and training. Susan Berkeley, The Great Voice Company, Inc., www.greatvoice.com, 800-333-8108. Learn from America's top voice coach and trainer. I've never spoken to anyone better.
This has been a Gildan Audio production. For more affordable, life-changing audio programs, visit our website at gildanmedia.com.